sometime back, we did this song for all our fans, but Robin and I decided to do it again. Would you listen if you please?
Right. and go home with me for a little while, if you please. My name is Willie Johnson, and I'm from Tyler, Texas. But that wasn't where I was born. I was born in a little community about 13 miles from Tyler. In a little community that was called Galilee. And some of the people in this community that had cars. But my father, he didn't have one. Only way that we had to get back and forth to the grocery store, you don't hear me, do you? We had two mules. And we had a way. Wait a minute. Wait, let me say that again. I said, my father had two mules. And he had a way. And that was a little church that where we were brought up. And a little old sanctified church. And they had a place in the back for all the kids when they got sleeping. Sometimes they would stay till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. But whenever they got ready to go home, that old minister would tell everybody to stay. Would look for one, and they would look to them, because they knew that they wasn't going to see each other for maybe a week. But as they would stand there, an old song would come across their mind. I'd like to say the same thing that they would say. Father, as my father, while they were singing this song. Oh, fried, red food, and fire with us. His now and forevermore.
They didn't say it, but we can. Oh, my Lord. Ooh, oh, my Lord. spirit. Now, we used to sing this song, and a lot of people used to like it. And every time somebody that like it real good get a chance, they ease up to me and say, why don't y'all sing that song about something about the king? Walk with the king. Talk with the king. Somebody said, I'm walking. We're going to do a little, see you like it. I've been walking, walking with my
change. I'm living this life day by day. Oh, yes, I am. And I'm trusting in Jesus every step of the way. Through the good times, through the bad times, you'll never leave me.
catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
You can make it with Jesus.
You can make it with Jesus.
No matter how hard you try.
Hard you try.
You can make it with Jesus.
You can make it with Jesus.
No matter how hard you try.
Hard you try.
You can make it one step.
You make two.
It's amazing.
What
it done for others. I found out he'll do the same thing for you.
First thing you need to learn is say
you can make it with Jesus.
You can make it with
oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. No matter how hard to try.
Hard to try.
You can make it with Jesus.
You can make it with Jesus.
No matter how hard.
Hard to try.
Y'all know if you make one step,
you make two.
I'm telling you it's amazing.
What God can do.
I'm telling you
what he does for us.
God, we do the same thing for you.
You can do the same.
Let me say
you.
A verse that says, I've been running with Jesus.
I've been running
oh,
with
yeah.
Jesus.
For a mighty long time.
A mighty long time.
Y'all know
I had to suffer.
And sometimes
I
and person, this one is made one.
Can you make two?
I'm telling you, it's amazing.
What God can do.
We love
what he done for others. What he done for us.
Say that, help me say. I'm telling you,
what he done for others.
What he did for you out there.
What he done for us.
What he done for us.
He do the same for you.
Hey! I can make it with Jesus.
You can make it with Jesus.
Let me tell you what the Bible says.
You can make it with Jesus.
My people.
You can make it with Jesus.
Called by my name.
You can make it with Jesus.
Humble yourself.
You can make it with Jesus.
Pray and seek my face.
You can make it with Jesus.
Turn from your wicked way.
Expecting you. Catch the wave. NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington. Around the world. In studio. NFI. Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world. And now, another 30 minutes of today's best music. Best music. Remember this track. Remember this track. We're about to take it back.
Thank you. and see your own fault. Stop while you can see them, children, or your soul will be lost. You got to check on your generator. You need more strength and power. You can't do nothing without the man. You need him every hour. Christians, oh Christians, press on your starter and start your automobile. Put it in first gear and go on up the hill. Drive on, children, if I ever see you no more, I'll meet you when I pull in on the other shore. And I'm not worried about my parking space, I just want to see my Savior face to face. You know, prayer
is a driving light, is a staring.
The hottest mixes on the planet.
Yep, yep.
You're rocking with the best.
You're listening to
the Anointed One, and you can catch the wave right here at NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music.
Yeah.
listen to me right here. You know the priest. Priest and the sea. My Lord.
know what I would like Brother Henry to do right here? I would like for him to show you on the guitar how they gonna be playing music up there.
Jesus, the People's Station.
Hello, I'm Robert Davis with Disability Claiming Consultants. Are you sick or been injured on your job and tried to get your disability benefits through Social Security and been denied? Don't get frustrated. There's help for you. For over 30 years, I have helped over 1,000 people throughout North Carolina get their benefits they deserve. Give me a call today at 252-492-8715. Again, help you can count on. Call me, 252-492-8715. Thank you.
New Directions Unlimited offers customized travel services and specializes in river cruises to destinations around the world. Find us online at newdirectionsunlimited.com or call 919-570-0232 to speak with a New Directions Unlimited travel concierge. Begin your journey to the experience of a lifetime and make lasting memories. New Directions Unlimited. See the world. Discover self. Travel.
Welcome back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome back to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Once again, want to remind those of you to catch the wave. You can join us on our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network or join us on our website at NFIRadio.com.
In HD2. Call in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
We're social. Check us out on Facebook.
I feel like praising. Is it all right if we praise it? Let's give him the highest praise. What is the highest praise? What is the highest praise? Hallelujah!
Folks were standing around,
waiting on my family to break down. But when you've done all you can do, when you've done the best you can do, you don't have nothing to break down about. But at the funeral, the spirit got high, and my mom and my sister got up out of their seat, and I never will forget what I was like. Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Shout, oh, I'm happy! Shout hallelujah! For those of you that been curious about who are we gonna replace Daddy with, tell somebody that we replaced him with Jesus. Tell somebody to replace him with Jesus. And Dad is up there with the angels right now, looking down with a smile. And I feel like he might want to cut.
They get worried now. And they went on back that day. Sunday morning. And they know that the old man still wasn't sitting there calling. Somebody began to ask questions about him. Did anybody seen the old man? Look at here. Is anybody heard from the old man? A voice just came down from heaven. Wait, I believe I'm gonna let Daddy
tell you what the boy said. That would let me sing. You know what I'll be doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? By the time they recognized the voice, they would. And everybody began to look up toward heaven. And an old man voice began to talk to him. She said, "Children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now." He said, "We don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing, but every morning, me and all we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, you're gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he tell it? When we get there, what I like about it, there be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspiration of choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy. You know how sometimes your body gets tired? You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But yeah, yeah, every day is gonna be something, y'all. I better let this alone. This thing get good to me. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's alright, I'll let him sing. Let me hear you say, yeah. Yeah. You know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs. But I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, one of these days, when this old war is over, we're gonna take off these old shoes and get on. Put on a pair of old slippers. Take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long white. I'm gonna let
tell you what we're going to do when we get there.
1992, I was at the crossroads in my life. I didn't know which road to take, no, no. But when I finally made it to the right road, I didn't want to walk alone, no, no. So I fell down on my knees, told alone these words, walk with me. When you're walking with Jesus, your friend gets you. You don't have to worry, your friend gets you. The Lord said, I'm still with you. He can hold you, and if Jesus holds you, who can pluck you out? Oh, he's able to hold you. Let me tell him sometime. Oh, be my friend. Be my friend. When you get friendly, sir, and don't have anyone to talk to, tell him, be my friend. Lord. No. Please be my friend. Oh.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with Tight
acoustic bass.
Remember this track. Remember this track.
We're about to take it back.
This is the voice of Doc McKenzie, and I would love to give honor and tribute to some of gospel's legends. We love to give them while they yet live. We'd love to give flowers. But due to the fact that we know not the minute, not the hour, that the Son of Man shall appear, sometimes we just have to do it in the time that God says so. Thinking right now about the late Brother J.J. Fall and the Soul Stirrers, who recently passed. I would love to sing this song in tribute to him right now, because it always made me feel good when they stepped up to the microphone and sung a song that said, "Well, you know I'm alive. I'm like a ship that's tossed and driven. Oh, Lord, let it die. I'm an angry, angry sea. Oh, Lord, you know when the storm about another one of gospel's legends. At one time he was called the $1 million voice. And when I go way back in the time and think about some of the songs that this young gentleman sung, and I'm talking about none other than the Reverend Claude Jeter, he enthused a lot of people's hearts when he stepped up to the microphone and he would say these words, saying, "Oh, another one of gospel's specialties, if I must say, was loved all over the world. And right now I'm thinking about none other than the brother Johnny Martin from the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And when I think about the Mighty Clouds of Joy, you know, it always inspires me to be able to say something about them or do something in respect to them, because they have done and they have set such a good trail for gospel, the top group of the nation. And the brother Joe Lagon, which is one of my favorite singers, always makes me feel good. When he walked up to the microphone, he inspired a lot of souls and gave them hope when he would say these words. "There's a bright sun somewhere. Thank you. And you know, those of you that know the brother Lagan, y'all know that it's good to give flowers while they yet live. And I'm singing this for brother Lagan right now, because he always makes songs for different occasions. And me just thinking about the condition that the world is in, there's so many different denominations. But way back in time, a long time ago, he made a song that served that purpose. When he stepped up to the microphone and he would say, "None but the right." Sometimes I often hear the brother Lagan sing when he would stand behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. And in a song that he would sing shortly after he said those words that stayed on my mind, it always made me feel good when he touched the microphone and said, "Oh, I came to Jesus as I walked.
More that I can say.
Would you let it speak for me? Speak, speak for me. The work I've done, don't you know, it seems so small, yeah. Sometimes for me, yeah, yeah, speak for me, the work I've done, it seems so small, don't you know? Speak for me.
Well, I'm singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Martha, don't you moan.
Oh, Martha, don't you moan.
Listen, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell your sister she don't have to moan.
Oh, Martha, don't you moan.
Pharaoh's army, the Bible tell me they got drowned in the sea one day. I believe Jesus said, Mary, tell your little old sister she don't have to moan. No. Can I get a witness? He said, Mary, Martha don't have to moan. Somebody might be sick tonight. Somebody ain't got no home. But listen. They got drowned in the sea one day. I believe Jesus said, Mary, tell your little old sister she don't have to moan no more. I want to tell you this, if I could, I believe I surely would. On the rock today, down on the rock where Moses stood one day, because my Bible tell me they got drowned in the sea one day. I believe Jesus said, Mary, tell your little sister she don't have to moan no more. Now listen, listen, I went down in a valley. I'm telling you, I didn't go to sea. My Bible tells me they got drowned in the sea one day. I believe Jesus said, Mary.
He said, Mary. He said, Mary.
Struggling and lost go after why. You won't have to give a right or wrong no more, baby. No more crying in the midnight hour. Jesus said, I stand by you, baby, you're trusting my name.
Yeah,
I wish I had somebody left to call Mary right now.
Mary,
I'll be a mother for the motherless.
Mary,
father for the fatherless.
Mary,
don't you want to be part of me, Mary?
I remember a long time ago, way back in the country, when mother used to go sweeping across the old kitchen floor. Sometimes it would be early in the morning, and sometimes it would be kind of late, oh, in the evening. But I still remember hearing what she used to sing an old Dr. Watt hymn that went something like this. Mary. That's the way she used to sing a long time ago. She used to take her own time about it. She said, Zing. Great. when she gets to the part where she didn't know the words so well, she'd always fold up arms and just moan it out. She kept right on singing, you know. We're talking about God's grace now. Won't it save you? Won't God's grace save you? Won't it save you? Ah, won't it save you?
To thank all of you that support the NFI Radio Gospel Network here Mondays through Sundays, 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to p.m. Keeping it real like a $50 bill, telling the truth till the Lord deliver you. Check it out. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. Hello, somebody. Catch the wave.
NFI. North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know. We're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
I'm trying to reach Dan, brother Dan. Dan.
Hold on. Let me cut my feed.
Brother Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Brother Scott from the church, from Bethel Baptist.
Hello, brother.
Dan, I call you. I'm trying to get a little information about the church van. What's your schedule? You drive the church van. What's your schedule?
I drive it Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays.
Okay, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Now, Sunday, what is that schedule?
Oh, well, Sunday, I usually start about 8 o'clock in the morning, probably a little earlier, depending on some of the elderly people that I have to go pick up and bring to the church, make sure they get there okay and get situated and make sure they're on time for the service and whatnot.
Okay, and then you take them back home after service is over?
Yes, I try to get all of them back home unless they got family members or something that come up there and meet them up there and want to take them to dinner or something afterwards. But I usually get everybody back home.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, which is part of the reason why I'm calling you, they saying that some of the church members that was on the van this Sunday, they are complaining, saying that the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there.
Excuse me?
They say the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there, and you are the person that was driving them.
Oh no! Not the van that I'm driving. I ain't smoke weed in no van.
Do you smoke weed?
No, I don't smoke weed. I mean, not currently. I mean, I have before, but I don't smoke weed now. And I wouldn't smoke weed before picking some people up to go to no church. Now, where are you getting this from? Who told you this?
Well, all I know is what's come down the pipeline is they saying that a couple of the members came complaining.
This just happened last week about this pipeline. Just last week, they came at me talking about that I was using the van to go places that I wanted to go to on my personal time. Now, I don't do that. I don't do stuff like that. Now, I done had a past. I done had a history. But I don't do stuff like that, and I wouldn't smoke church van. So are you seriously talking?
We're trying to get to the bottom of it and see what's going on with you.
Well, what elderly person said it? Do you know which one?
I don't know.
They love me. Every Sunday, them people tell me they love me. They say I'm one of the most respectful young gentlemen they've ever met in their life. And so I really find it hard to believe that you getting these type of complaints about me.
Okay, one of them says, smell like ooh-wee. I don't know what that means or nothing like that.
Look, brother, now I don't know you too well, and I know you don't know me, but I've been driving this van as a point to try to change my life and where I come from. So this was something that I wanted to volunteer, even though I'm getting paid, to give my time to do this for the church. And now this is like the second instance where y'all done came at me on some stuff about like I'm trying to do something with this van. Now why would I disrespect the church van by smoking weed in it and then letting the weed stay in there so other people could smell it?
Okay, so let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out here to the church van today. We're going to go out here today and open it up. Now, if we see any seeds or anything around the driver's seat, then we're going to definitely have a thing appointment.
You're going to open the van up. Man, I was raised in that church, man. My mama go to that church. My grandma, she go to that church. She the reason we even all at that church. And you think I'm a mess by driving around in a van full of elderly people?
Why do it smell like weed, Brother Dan?
I don't know why the van smell like weed, man. Now, I don't got the answers to these questions. I'm just trying to tell you that it wasn't me.
Did you have some weed in your pocket and maybe it would just smell it?
I ain't had no weed on me. Stop trying to say like I had weed on me. And you ain't going to give me nothing midnight. Now, you ain't going to mess up my name or my family's name in this church and disrespect us like this. Now, we've been helping this church for years, and I'm trying to tell you that I ain't riding around in no van smoking no weed with no elderly people. Did you ask any of the elderly people if they had any weed on them?
No, I didn't think about no elderly people having no weed.
So you just assume it's me. What, one of them got glaucoma or something?
What? You know what? You know who I think? You know who I think the weed belong to?
Who? Who?
Damn! You just got pranked! Oh my God! You just got crazy. What is his name? His name is Brother Lawrence.
Oh my goodness.
Larry. They call him Larry, but his name is Lawrence.
Oh man, I know exactly. Tell Larry he in trouble with me. I'm gonna hit him with the van.
Oh man. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I want y'all to quiet it down and slow it down. Quiet. I remember this. I'm gonna leave it alone. If y'all don't like that kind of singing here. Say it again. Daddy. Y'all don't mind if I let Daddy say that again, do you?
Daddy, say that one more time if you don't mind. Little shot. Here's a man been with me for a long time. Walk up to the mic, what? Since 1968, you've been with me. Boy, I want you to say it again. Oh. I shout, you got to say that one time for me.
the anointed one.
Keeping my heart,
In touch with God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one gorgeous and contemporary Christian station in the world, and for the very best in gorgeous music right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's gorgeous music. Say what? We can do that too. That's contemporary music right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Hey, if you don't mind.
Looking for a word from the Lord? Join evangelist Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And on Tuesday mornings at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. is Apostle Barbara Watkin and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West in Franklinton, North Carolina. You can also join them on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. On Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's Elder Kerry Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina. On Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's Pastor Rayshon McCoy, pastor of the Berea Holy Temple Church, located at 200 Forest Hill Drive, Gunner, North Carolina. And on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's Siobhan and John Pegram with Rivers of Living Water radio broadcast out of Durham, North Carolina. If you're looking for a word and you are ready to be blessed with these awesome men and women of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music, join us right here
on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tune in on our website at NFIRadio.com or our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or you can call 347-215-8049.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Hi, I'm Pastor Wilson with True Community Church in Silas City, North Carolina. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
Look at me.
think of your goodness. Oh, you're good. It makes me think. On a Monday, in the middle of the week, I just feel like late in the midnight. Oh, when I should be crying, you make me want a day.
Baby, oh, by the Virgin Mary, oh. Yeah. living in a time of crisis. Man have so many problems contend with, till it have become fatal to his direction, church. Man is confused today. Man is at a standstill. Bible speaks of these times, war and rumors of war. The man becomes so confused until he takes his own life. Devil, a rich man. Devil's contemplating death. He was standing in an open window on the 8th floor. Oh, Lord. Before he jumped, he looked down, he saw a ragged man saying and eating out of a garbage can. He said, well, before I take my life, I'm going to go down and talk to him. The rich man made his way downstairs. How can you say and have it eat out of a garbage can? He said, you see me, I'm rich and I got everything. I got money, I got fine clothes to wear, I got even a kind of car that you want to ride around in. What is it that you have that I don't have? So man looked at him and said, I've got Jesus. Understand me better. He looked up and said these words, there is nothing as precious as Jesus to me. Let the hurt and richness be gone.
Better than any other song.
You see, everywhere I go, I tell folk these words. You know, if you've been born again, you feel the way I do. Huh? If you've been born again, you know what I mean when I say these words right here. Listen. That I'm... I'm too close.
Say it again.
Turn around.
you never see me no more time.
I'm gonna tell you.
If you never hear my voice again, just remember this. Just remember that I told you, Jesus. Remember I told you that I'm keeping up with Jesus one fire. Don't care what the world tells me.
Catch the wave on the NFI.